WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Policy change. U.S.-supplied missiles could soon be fired into Russia. Here's CBS's Jerika Duncan.
For the first time, President Joe Biden has given Ukraine the green light to use powerful American long-range missiles for strikes inside Russia. The weapons, known as the Army Tactical Missile System, can travel about 190 miles, which could help stop Russian forces from attacking Ukrainian cities.
An official at a hospital in northern Gaza says an Israeli strike has killed at least 30 people. This man saw it happen.
With no prior warning, they targeted unarmed civilians sleeping in their homes.
Some members of the Senate who might vote on whether to confirm former Congressman Matt Gaetz to be Attorney General want to see an Ethics Committee report on accusations of sexual misconduct against him. House Speaker Mike Johnson objects.
The jurisdiction of the Ethics Committee is limited to those who are serving in the institution. That's its very purpose. And I think this would be a breach of protocol that could be dangerous for us going forward in the future.
Johnson spoke on Fox. Serious questions are being raised about several of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet choices. One in particular, says CBS's Christian Benavides.
Pete Hegseth, his choice for defense secretary, the former Fox News host and Army veteran, is facing new scrutiny. CBS News has learned he paid a woman who accused him of sexual assault.
A small plane has crashed near a drag strip in Southern California, injuring the four people on board.
Most of the people were inside the grandstands watching the races here at the Pomona Fairplex when the single-engine plane crashed about 11 a.m. Robert Early Jr. and other spectators ran to help.
And there was a lady laying on the ground that was injured. We got her, drug her from the fuel. She was stuck in the fuel. There's another gentleman that was stuck in the airplane. They got him out to safety.
No one on the ground was hurt. Fire officials say two people in the plane were critically injured, two others moderately injured. Emily Valdez for CBS News, Los Angeles.
At least two parked vehicles were hit. No one on the ground was injured. A drenching ahead for the South early this week, says National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Oravec.
At the moment, it looks like the areas that are going to see the potential for some very heavy rainfall amounts will be anywhere from eastern Louisiana, eastward across far southern Mississippi, southern Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle region. Across those areas, there could be several inches of rain, 3 to 5 inches of rain. So there could be some flooding, especially across the urban areas.
And this just in, two people have been killed, nine others wounded in two separate shootings this afternoon along a parade route in New Orleans. Once again, two dead, nine others wounded in a shooting in New Orleans. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Johnson, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All right, Jimmy, what happened? Did the Badgers score a touchdown?
Yes.
Wow.
10-6.
10-6.
All right. We're coming back.
There is your football update.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio. I'm Rocker here with Terry Barr and Jimmy
K.
We have lots of stuff coming up. We'll tell you about it in a little while. But we're going to kick off this hour with a double dip. Kyle Megna and the Monsoons. We'll tell you about where they're going to be playing in just a minute. This is Alive Again. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah, all my dreams. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. The truth, it guides me to believe. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Talk about it, but we don't talk about it. We could talk about it now. The stress, it strikes when you fail to meet your needs. Damn, I
feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Me, you try to be discreet. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. We could talk about it. I'm a lover again. The script, the writers that came for see. Damn, I feel like I'm a lover again. Damn, I feel like I'm a lover again. We could talk about it, but we don't talk about it.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
A glimpse of what could be. Is this time just wasted gold? Guess we'll wait and see.
Max Inc. Radio, that is Kyle Megna and the Monsoons. They're out of Appleton. That song was Lost in My Head. Kyle Megna and the Monsoons, you can catch them on the 17th of December at the Stone Arch Pub in Appleton.
Great venue if you've never been.
And great live band, too.
Mm, wonderful. Yes, sir. We've got some more digging around in your closet, it sounds like.
We do.
I find this kind of funny, you know, because I've always wondered, what's in Rocker's closet?
That's a deep question.
Yes.
it's kind of like, have you ever seen that show with Zaboomafoo's closet?
No.
Oh, yeah. The two brothers.
It's making me laugh.
The two brothers have that apartment. It's like a PBS show.
Okay.
And when they open their closet, everything falls out.
Of course.
And
of course.
That's me. CDs,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
CDs are just
You're
like falling out.
You're getting whacked in the head with all these CDs falling out. So then you said, I might as well look through these CDs and put them to good use by using these great songs on the radio.
There are some nuggets in there. One of them I found that I've really been off of is this Mad City Music CD. It was recorded live at WIBA by John Mocknick, who was Sleepless Night Studios here in town. And Sue Peterson, she was the host of that show. And they would record all of these bands, play them live on the radio, just like our Live in the Lair.
Mm-hmm.
And so they put out a CD, and I thought, gosh, why not play some of this stuff? I found this song. This is Excuse My Soul. This is AJ Style and the Rhythm Invasion.
Ooh.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sweet kind, yeah. I was a little frustration going down in my itty bitty life. Girl, I know you're the girl taking up my suffering mind, yeah. Well, I can only see my future looking in your eyes. It's in your best mind to give me some time. Thank you.
left to hide. Yeah. I was a little frustration going on in my itty bitty life. Girl, I know you're the dope that could dump my suffering mind. Yeah. I can only see my future looking in your eyes.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You don't need to ask permission from anybody but yourself. A little guidance of self-help goes a long way. Your mind's for you to make. You, oh, you are deserving of the
look into yourself for a little self-help.
Self-help. That is Tay and the Neighborly. Mm. They're out of Green Bay. That's your hometown.
Yes, and I've actually had some chit-chats with these folks. They are wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they're going places.
Oh, they came over here. We had them in January, I believe, at the beginning of this year. It was one of the bigger snowstorms of the year.
No.
And their show still went on, and they trucked over here from the Majestic Theater and did an interview, went back and played the show.
That is
they're
awesome.
Troopers. They're from Green Bay. They're like, oh, big deal.
Yeah, snow. Who cares? Yeah, they've got some great shows coming up, though, for people that want to check them out. We've got December 10th, Appleton. Again, this I love this place, Stone Arch Pub.
Have you been there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great venue. Yep, good place for live music. December 11th, then they are back in Madison, High Noon Saloon. And December 14th, they're going to be at Fletch's Local Tap House. That's in Oshkosh. And then, no, they're not going to stop with Wisconsin. They're headed out to New York City in January, playing a club out there called Groove. And you know, I'm going to keep an eye.
Wow.
We're going to all keep an eye on them because this is going to be cool.
They seem
cool
like they're
happening.
Going somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Where in the city is Groove, Terry, you know, offhand?
I have not heard of it.
Okay.
Mm-mm. But in New York City, hey.
Can't go wrong
no,
there. Right?
No.
What's coming up, brother?
Jimmy, we still have Queen of Dreams. They're going to be coming up yet tonight. And then Live in the Lair. We have Bing Bong. They are in the studio. They are ready to go. And then After Hours with Rob Roberts. Closes out the night, and at 10 p.m. is Shane Christopher Neal with Indy 45 Show.
And After Hours of Rob Roberts, Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. You can come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming event at fullmilebeercompany.com. And also sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. And Terry,
I found where Groove is in New York City, where Tay and the Neighborly will be playing, one of the hottest spots right around NYU, McDougal Street, bars, restaurants, live music venues up and down the street. Wow.
Is that Manhattan or is that over?
Oh, yeah, it's in Manhattan.
Manhattan.
Oh,
okay.
Yes. Wow. That is awesome. Okay. Down. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear all that.
Let's
joke.
Book our trip to New York for Tate and Neighborly. Right
no kidding.
Yeah, man. Get some New York pizza.
And great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Lost in the search for your next home? The Aaron Weber Group has teamed with Compass to point you in the right direction. Spoiler alert, it's toward your dream home. Bigger yard? Compass says head north. More closet space? Compass says go west. Haunted basement? Yeah, maybe steer clear of that one. With the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, you won't go in circles, because when it comes to real estate, we always point you in the right direction. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to
Doughboys Pizza Madison today.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
To Queen of Dreams, Can the Dragon Still Fly? That is, I'm told, an older song from their first record. That sounds fresh. It really sounds fresh. And we are so lucky the members of the band are here with us. Rocker, introduce us, please.
Some of the members of the band are here. Not everybody. This is a big band. Queen of Dreams is a European-style progressive power metal band in the American Midwest, Madison, to be precise, with roots in Baraboo, even. Queen of Dreams members range in age from early 20s to mid-50s. It reflects an equal gender distribution and draws strength from the diversity of their influences. Here in the studio with us tonight is Queen of Dreams members. Let's see, I've got Caleb, Dan, Tom, and Sky, right?
Yep.
All right, got it
wow.
right. They are Queen of Dreams. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Thank you.
And for our listeners who may not be aware of who Queen of Dreams is, tell us a little backstory about your band and what the name refers to.
Sure. So the band was started by our drummer, Dan, who was playing in more of a traditional bluesy sort of rock band before. And wanted to do a little bit more of this European, faster, aggressiver, nerdier kind of stuff.
Nerdier?
Oh, yeah, it's very nerdy. The name of the band, you can tell us about it, comes from a huge epic fantasy series.
Yeah, that would be the Melazen Book of the Fallen by Stephen Erickson.
Oh, wow.
The Queen of Dreams is a goddess in the pantheon of that world.
Yeah, the head of High House Light, right? She's one of the good guys.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, okay. I haven't finished reading all the books. I thought she was a good guy.
Your singer sounds like a goddess, I must say. Wow. But all of you together, that hits. And now I can't wait to hear your new music, which I know we're going to have that coming up right after the interview.
Oh, yeah. We're excited.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we were just kind of even just saying, epic fantasy literature is a bedrock of inspiration for your music. Tell us a little more about that. Like, where does that come from?
Oh, that is just an interest that several of us have and share. Yeah, again, the song we just heard, Can the Dragon Still Fly, inspired by a book called Midnight Tides in the series that we just mentioned.
So every song kind of has definitely some hook here, it sounds like.
Most of them, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. I think we like to think we're not necessarily like retelling the stories themselves, but we're kind of drawing on the same kinds of emotional beats and themes that we like out of these books that we want to be able to share in a different medium.
Nice.
Yeah, it works.
Your new album, it's called Subnivium.
That's right.
Tell us about the new record and its name.
Sure. So the name Subnivium comes from a word that was basically invented by our keyboardist's grad school department. She was a wildlife biology researcher, and the Subnivium is the name for the seasonal microclimate that exists underneath snow in places where you get a lot of snowfall in the winter. So
seasonal microclimates
that are
underneath snow.
Yeah, so the mice and the voles and the martens and the small mammals burrow tunnels through the snow, and it's actually insulated, so it's warmer there than it is on the surface. So there's a whole sort of secret world down there that wildlife researchers are only just sort of discovering. And we thought that was appropriate to the music that we're doing. It's a new thing to discover that people haven't heard before.
Do you happen to have a song about the Arctic fox jumping headfirst into the snow to catch the mole or the rat?
We do have a song that is called Beneath the Ice and Snow.
Wow, what a premonition.
We never
that
said
is.
That people will not learn anything by listening.
We did say that we're nerdy.
Show.
That's right.
I love it, you guys. I love it.
The Subnivium. Oh, boy. the bane of gardeners, right? Now, I hear you guys have a Kickstarter campaign going on. What's up with that?
Yeah, the Kickstarter is live right now. Producing an album is very expensive. And, yeah, we all are just trying to offset some of the costs of that. The Kickstarter is the only way that you can get the album before its official release date, which is January 31st. But if you want to get it early and also get some exclusive merch, hop on the Kickstarter. It is fully funded right now, so it's all the rewards are coming
out.
But again, if you want to get in on that exclusive stuff, this is the only chance.
Very good. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And the new album release party is going to be at the Crucible. That is in Madison, January 31st. You said that's when it is coming out.
That's right.
Are you going to have any physical copies? Are you going to have CD? Are you doing vinyl? What's your pleasure?
we'll be doing CDs. I don't think we'll be doing vinyl. Vinyl is even more expensive to produce.
I know, and it takes longer, too, yeah. I've heard. Ooh, yeah.
It's a bigger Kickstarter.
That's true. Maybe if we get up there in the stretch goals, we'll see about getting some vinyl pressed.
Nice.
Well, you know, Queen of Dreams, thank you so much for taking the time out to come down to the studio and speak with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
I'm glad to be here.
Now, we're about to hear a brand new song from your brand new album, Subnivium. It's called Beneath the Ice and Snow. Tell us something about this song we need to know before we listen. Who's got the ball?
This song has the 7/8 time signature in it for a good portion of it, so it splits off a beat from 4/4. It sounds pretty cool. You might be able to hear it.
You did say you were nerdy, so perfect.
Oh, you betcha.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's awesome. And this song also inspired by a fantasy series called The Book of the Ice by Mark Lawrence.
Wow, excellent. Well, let's hear it. This is brand new from the brand new Subnivium album, Queen of Dreams, Beneath the Ice and Snow. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
As the shock begins to fade through the gate, have I come too late? All the change one moment's made, tangled threads that weave our fate. I can feel the weight, and beneath the ice and snow, the stars burn bright. Here beneath the ice and snow, the stars burn bright. And a river runs through all things, so it seems. Don't know what it means. All the change the river brings, tributaries, branching streams, running through. Broken ones to leap without a thought.
when the moment comes.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
To my DMs in between R. Kelly and Clinton. And I ain't saying which one of them gives me the most of that Chicago. Nickelback, Nick Cage, they all spend like De Niro. They roll on their Venmo, Ola, me De Niro, and I just can't get them to stop turning that old money. Issues. Slip into my fuzzy bunny onesie. Get funky for my role playing junkies. I'll crunch on a bunch of munchies. Holla to my ASMR. I paint my toes, these rosy. So slowly working that twerking from home for my homies. Love my fans only all over the country. I'm going somewhere ever you are. Turning that old money.
Max Inco Civic Media, we are local music. Mackenzie O'Brien there and Sugar Daddy Issues. Terry, she's coming to Madison on Saturday, November 23rd, playing at Whiskey Jack's here on State Street.
That and song was fun.
It was interesting. Yeah, yeah, I liked it
a lot. And it looks like she's got some ties to Milwaukee and Chicago.
Yes.
So that should be a really, really fun show for her. I'm sure she'll get some family coming in. And well, Jimmy Cash. She's going to be in studio.
Yeah, I was just going to say that next
week. Yeah, absolutely. The show. Oh, that's going to be a lot of fun to meet and talk with her.
So we got Live in the Lair coming up.
We do.
With Bing Bong.
Woohoo!
Get your questions right now, 844-967-2789.
Do you know what you want?
is 11-year-old Paige Keebler on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Paige is going to be live in the lair next week here on Max Inc. Radio. Looking forward to that. She is one talented kid and looking forward to having a conversation with her. All right, live in the lair with Bing Bong coming up in just a couple of minutes, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Now part of Compass. Buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Linda Nazeros and Steez right now. It's Last Night. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
The sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County, but Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.